Hi guys, alright? Straighten the paper out. Right, this is my story, it says. The journey begins. Right, obviously I'm Lloyd Morgan, everyone knows. The legend. Right, I didn't grow up in a Christian household. I grew up in Gaffilly. When I was 16 and a half, I joined the armed forces. In July 2008, I actually became an infantry soldier in the 2nd Battalion of the Royal Welsh as an armoured infantry corps. On July 26, 2009, I was deployed to Afghanistan. I was an atheist, and the mad thing is that I carried a Bible behind my Osprey, well, my body armour, along with letters of my family. I'm nervous, I'm like... And if someone asked me, why did I carry that Bible? Honestly, I couldn't tell you why. I didn't know why. I just carried it. I finished my tour of duty on February the 4th, 2010. When I came back, I put my Bible inside my keep safe box from Afghanistan. I stayed in there until 2013. I saw and I did a lot of things in Afghan. If anyone wants to ask questions at the end, you're more than welcome to come ask me anything about Afghanistan. I'm your guy. When I first came out of the army, I moved to Clan Street in Pontypool. Do you know where that is, Clans? The place. Didn't know why, but I had to. Clan Street in Pontypool. I lived there for 9 months. Then I met my fiance, Stacey. Everyone, Stacey, put your hand up here. My fiance. And then we moved to the beaches in Pontypool and Trevethin. Do you know where that is? Yeah. At the time, I was working as a security guard. Guarding the burnt out houses, as Dave was saying. I was the security guard. One night, at about 11, to half past 11, I saw this strange figure walk past my compound with a dog. With a beautiful dog. He walked onto the field, and then he walked over to me and said hello. We had a little name that. And then we had a little chat and left it at that. And then a few weeks went, and then we met again when he was walking Cassie. And he came up to the fence and started talking to me and asking me about what I did. Then I asked him, what do you do? And then he said, I'm a pastor. I thought, what's that? Is it someone who makes pasta? Anyway. Then we started talking about God, and I told him that I was an atheist. And that day couldn't be good, God, because it couldn't have been God because of all the bad luck I had. I've lost 2 friends in Afghanistan and things like that. But I didn't say that, think of everything happens for a reason, because stuff does happen for a reason. Dai told me that he had a mate who was an ex-soldier, Jay, legend. In the Marines, and he watched it, and me and Dai sat in the booth the one night and watched a video of Jim Sorey. And I turned around and I said, I want to meet this guy because I want to know answers that only a soldier could tell or could say to me. No. And then me and Dai carried on talking for a few weeks about God, and then Dai bought me a Bible and I started to read it. I started at Genesis and it began to sink in. The more I read, the more I thought, this isn't any ordinary book. One night, I went to Anne Flyers out with Diane Che and Simon in a place called Trelewis, and we went rock climbing afterwards. Me and Di went around Jim's house. We met Jim, gave me some of the straight answers I wanted to hear. I started going along to Fight Club, which is where a few of the men train together and study the Bible. One night after training, we started looking through the book of Romans. I learned that we have all done things wrong, sin, and I understand that. I've done things wrong as well. But Jesus died on the cross to forgive us all. Forgive us for our sins, sorry. And we also raised back to life again. We came to a bit where it says, anyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So that moment I said, I've called on the name of the Lord. Does that mean I'm saved now? I'm saved. That was about 2.5 months ago. Now, before I used to be in a situation where I could do the right thing and the wrong thing. I always used to choose the wrong path, and my comments would say, come on, Ennis, have it. But now I stop and I think about how I can take the right path instead. I've even apologized to people for some of the ways I've behaved towards them in the past. Ever since I've been saved, I've just wanted to show him off, and I talk to whoever I can about it. Every time I talk to people, guaranteed 99% of people will palm me off. But even that 1% get saved, that's one more person into the kingdom. I also realised that I used to be one of those who didn't listen as well, but God has changed my life. He even changed other people's lives who didn't listen. The big question came up with Diane James. Do you want to get baptised? I said to Jim, don't be stupid, boy. I'm in. And now here I am today, walking tall with God and all my family in Christ. Amen.